Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, not really part of the problem. All right. You know, I like to do this every year. On Labor Day, talk about some of the issues of Labor Day. And, you know, depending on where you look, right, if you go to the USC Department of Labor, they like to make it sound like really pretty. You observe the first Monday in September, Labor Day, is an annual celebration of social and economic achievements of American workers. The holiday is rooted in the late 19th century, when labor activists pushed for federal holidays to recognize many contributions workers have made to the American strength, prosperity, and well-being. Well, yeah. Okay. That is an argument over who started it, why it needed to be started. Right? New York was supposedly was the first state. Oregon was somewhere down the road. Then there's more and more states that jump on board. Colorado, Massachusetts, New England, New Jersey, New York. They decided to finally make it a federal holiday. Now, again, thank God for you guys that are working. Thank God that, you know, everybody wants a job. Well, most people want a job. They want to work. But what's really interesting, the people who really pushed this day were union. Union workers, union management. Did we really need a Labor Day? Oh, really? And I say that because in the grand scheme of things, do we have a pharmacist day? Do we have a doctor's day? Do we have a, oh, I don't know, computer repairman day? It's all covered under Labor Day, right? And your reward and your accolades come with that check you get every week, at least in my mind. Really, think about it. Probably one of the, one of the few days, truly, that the unions push to make happen. So you get a day off. Oh yeah, with pay. Come on, guys. Let's just call this stuff for what it is. Not play around with it. Just call it for what it is. It's another day off, another day with pay, another day to bang the gavel and tell us how great unions are. What's it really got to do with American labor as a whole? Just saying. But if you're enjoying today, and it's a barbecue day or whatever it is for you, wherever you're at, God bless. Have a great day. Have a safe day. Don't do anything stupid. Many of you heard that Fauci, he's concerned now. Part of his ability to open his mouth. That people won't comply if masking recommendations return. He went on to say, I hope they abide. Abide in what? You've already admitted more than one occasion that masks don't work. Why would they do it again? In a Saturday interview, former White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci spoke out in defense of masking up amid today's rising COVID cases. In the event that masks are again recommended, he's concerned people won't comply. Gee, I wonder why. I mean, Fauci has admitted on several occasions the mask didn't work. He said, I would hope that if we get to the point that volume of cases is such, organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC does not mandate anything. Oh, right. Except the governor's mandated based on what the CDC says. It's just amazing. Many hospitals now have reinstated mask mandates. Fauci, who also serves as director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, called into question in January 2023 Cochrane study that found masking to be ineffective. But he's also said the contrary to it. He can't seem to make up his mind. He seems to be like a drug addict that's never really on or off his medication. He says, when you're talking about the effect of the pandemic as a whole, now listen to his words. When you're talking about it as a whole, the data is less strong. But when you talk about an individual basis of someone protecting themselves, there's no doubt that many studies that show that there's an advantage to masking. Now, the Cochrane study, led by 12 researchers from esteemed universities around the world, compared the use of medical surgical masks to wearing no mask at all. The review found that wearing a mask may make little to no difference. Let me read that again because I don't want to misread it. The review found that wearing a mask may make little to no difference in how people caught the flu. Now, the studies covered almost 300,000 people. That's not a big deal. I mean, that is a big deal. Usually they don't do that many. Now, those studies showed that it made little to no difference for these people. But I guess that wasn't good enough. Kimberly Marin joins me on the other side of the break. Always appreciate the time that she spends with us and you spend with us. Now, remember, get involved, get engaged, head up to joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls. There's a lot you can do up there, but mostly get involved. Be back in a few minutes.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we really win. When you get informed, we have a shot. When you don't get informed and try to play like you're informed, we all look like fools. All of us, because they tie us all together. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And here she is, Kimberly Moran, right, the voice of New England when it comes to politics. Just a whole different animal up there.
Yeah, it is. You know something, though, Joe? When you drive around the more rural parts of New England states, they're just like, you know, all over the country. You know, they want to be less alone, less government. Leave us alone. They don't want this big welfare state. They're just like, even in Massachusetts, Connecticut, all those different states. It's the big cities that everybody thinks about when they think of the New England states, and the big cities are just destroying every state in the country.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, and again, you look at what's happening today and how the Democrats, the blue cities, whatever, are failing tremendously. Mm-hmm. Now, they're you can't blame Republicans at this point because who's in charge, right?
Oh, I love it when the left tries to say, that's a state with a Republican governor. Yeah, but the governor doesn't run the city, sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, again, my biggest pet peeve is their ignorance in that area, how they agree to or swear to uphold the Constitution. Couldn't even tell you what one looked like, seriously.
Right.
Many of them, I say many, let's do it this way. I'll bet you a major portion of them can't even tell you what's in the Bill of Rights, for instance.
No.
You know, they can generically tell you, but they can't tell you for real what's in it.
You know what? These people believe that the government gives us our rights.
Yes.
Kid you not. Kid you not. I mean, I literally had that one say that to me recently. I'm like, oh, dude, you've got it bad. They're just really the stupidest people on the planet. I question everything, right? I mean, I did that when I was a little kid. I told you, my father nicknamed me Mouth. It came into good use.
Go ahead, anyway.
It means that includes from both parties. A politician's telling you something about, like, legislation or the way they believe on certain things. Look it up. Look up what they've said in the past or what they voted on in the past. Don't believe anything a politician tells you unless you verify it.
Yep.
Period.
Yeah, they have selective recall, number one, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Hey, listen, what did you do for Labor Day? How did you celebrate, because it's such a big deal. You have to, I guess getting a paycheck isn't enough to be celebrated for, but go ahead. Like, your thoughts.
I was at my sister's camp having a grand old time painting Halloween ceramics.
Halloween ceramics? That's not the
case. Yes, from my Halloween village. It's a major holiday.
Your husband is a saint. I'm just saying. Between Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, your house doesn't even look like a house probably for 90 days, 120 days.
I'm starting to decorate for Halloween this week. So it's going to go from September through January. It's not going to be normal.
What?
I don't decorate for Thanksgiving, but, the day after Halloween, I start decorating for Christmas.
Well, I walked into Lowe's here 2 weeks ago, and I'm hearing all the organ music and trying to figure out what the heck is going on. I look over to my right, and I'm telling you, a section almost half as big as the garden section, filled with these, 8 foot high, whatever they are, and ghouls and gum and all this stuff up there. I'm thinking, my God, some of these things are $200-$300 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, really, seriously, what happened to, candy fits in a pillowcase, this is as good as it fits in anything else. You know that, right?
So Costco? Yeah, it was Costco with my sister like a month ago, and I saw the queen mother of all queen mother witches.
Oh,
it was this giant, I don't know how tall, of a witch, and I was just like, oh my God, my husband would kill me. I'm not getting it, but I would love it. It was the biggest witch I've ever seen. It was awesome.
Oh, God. You could put Nancy Pelosi's face on it. That would be funny. We'd all picture it.
I don't want people to die of heart attacks.
Just amazing. Anyway, back to my Labor Day thing. I mean, seriously, I was talking about it earlier, and I said, they try to make it look like this is a celebration of labor and how they built the country and all this other stuff. And I'm going, they get paychecks for that. There's no reason for us now to celebrate again on top of the paycheck, as far as I'm concerned. Just my own personal opinion.
That's some stupid union crap that some Democrat, I'm sure, decided to put into place years ago. Honestly, unions like to pretend they built the middle classes, and Democrats will say it with them, and it's like, no, actually, you're ruining the middle class now, because with every time your taxes increase, it's usually because it has something to do with unions, especially your property taxes for schools. Remember that. The school is the biggest portion of the property taxes, and that's usually because thanks to unions. They did no such thing. No, capitalism built the middle class, but they like to pretend like unions had anything to do with it.
And people won't take the time to study themselves, to look into it themselves, to see what the truth is. And then when they get bit, they're always like, well, why didn't anybody tell us this? Where can we find this? It's like, we've been telling you about it for a year, for 4 months, for 8 years, for whatever.
Right.
Right? And you just want to look at them and go, my God, were you in a coma?
Yeah. It's like, where have you been for the past several years?
Yeah.
But
ignorance is no longer acceptable. How's that?
I'm good with that. I'm down with that.
But we're lazy. We don't study anymore.
No. No, people, it's, you know, to be honest, it's much easier now to find information. Granted, you have to sift through and be aware of the sources of your information. You do have to. But it's a lot easier now to try to at least find it in the comfort of your own home, sitting behind your computer, than having to go to a library, pick out, you know, find certain information, whether it's news stories or archives or using those microfiche. Oh, good Lord, help me. Dating myself, I remember those things, college research. It's so much easier now. There's no excuse.
All right. We got to go for a quick break while she recovers from dating herself. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The road leading out of Burning Man in Nevada is reportedly still muddy, but starting to dry. Thousands of people have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions there. Organizers noted the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The mass exodus from the event site has begun at a slow but steady process this week. The wildfires that ravaged Maui, now fully contained after almost a month. The blaze devastated the historic town of Lahaina and killed at least 115 people. It's estimated to have burned 2,170 acres of land. As of Friday, over 380 people remained unaccounted for. Local authorities are saying they will release a new list of names each Friday to update the loved ones of those who remain missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Double T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, that's a fighting song. You're supposed to get your blood pumping. Like, you know, you want to get up, you want to fight. You want to take no prisoners kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off, get some of these issues that happen over the weekend out there, out in front. People aren't paying attention. They're too busy having beer and barbecue on Labor Day while they get paid time and a half, double time, single time, should they decide to go to work. I mean, Labor Day, you should go to work, right? You should labor on Labor Day.
Right.
It just makes no sense. Anyway, hey, your buddy is at it again. Fauci's concerned that people won't comply if the mask recommendations return. He's, even after admitting a while back that they don't work, that the masks didn't work, that even the shot didn't really have the affected outcome that they wanted it to have. But here's his words. I think this is amazing. In an interview, when he was asked a question, he said, hey, when you're talking about the effect on the pandemic as a whole, the data is less strong. But when you talk about an individual basis of someone protecting themselves, there's no doubt that there's many studies that show that there is an advantage to masks. So in big numbers, it doesn't work. In little numbers, I don't know. This guy makes me nuts. Let me see. The review found that wearing a mask may take little to no difference on how many people caught a flu-like illness, COVID-like illness. There were almost 300,000 people in the study, which is a big number for these kind of studies, and probably makes little or no difference in how many people got COVID.
Of course not. Just exactly what we already knew.
Well, us uneducated folk, we don't have a clue. Don't you know that? We're supposed to listen to them no matter what.
Right. Yeah, we're not supposed to read the medical studies that are published, that have been published for years about coronaviruses. We're not supposed to read those.
No.
We can't possibly understand what they're saying because we're just We're just stupid little peons. Fauci, I'm going to say this again. First of all, Fauci can kiss my Irish, you know what. Yes. Second of all,
everywhere.
He needs to be on trial for crimes against humanity, for what that man did to these people, to this country, and all what all of them did to the world. But Fauci in particular, I would like to see.
Totally agree. Seriously, I mean, look, let me see something here. Now, as if this can't get any more absurd, right? The Center for Disease Control and the Prevention CDC is now admitting that the failed COVID vaccine causes those who received it to be more susceptible to the infection than someone who's unvaccinated. Now, for those of you...
Wait! Oh, you have to send me that. I did not hear that one. I mean, we kind of knew that because all the people I know who got vaxxed had COVID multiple times. I've never gotten vaxxed. I've never gotten COVID. So, you know, there's kind of a correlation easily figured out there.
You don't need a college degree for this one.
No.
Let the body do its job, for God's sakes.
You know, I said it from day one. As soon as we heard about COVID and found out that it was a coronavirus, did the research, which, of course, easily, you know, disappeared from the web, you know, somehow. It was all about vitamin D and your immune system. They could have handed out free vitamin D for everyone, paid for their doctors to do a test to see if they were vitamin D deficient, and it would have been way cheaper, and we wouldn't have shut, you know, they wouldn't have had an excuse to shut down, and we would have saved millions of lives.
Stop it.
Millions.
You're making way too much sense. You're using those logic skills you were born with. We can't have that.
No, yeah, we can't have honesty in this country because the government hates that.
I got to read that one more time, though. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
So you got to send that to me because I just did,
right?
Okay.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is now admitting that the failed COVID vaccine causes those who received it to be more susceptible to the infection than someone who was unvaccinated.
Now, unbelievable.
The Biden regimes, they're prepping for another. Yep. They're prepping for another lockdown booster rollout. I mean, seriously. Yep. Now, let me see. According to the CDC's risk assessment summary for SARS-CoV-2 sublineage BA.2.88, that's how they make you feel bad. That was published late last month. The new variant may be more capable of causing infection in people who have previously had COVID-19. Now, look, if this is man-made and this is truly some kind of weapon of war, wouldn't that make all the sense in the world? The guys who designed it would say, okay, look, then they're all going to get vaccinated. Okay, here's the fun part. They're all going to get vaccinated. And once they all get vaccinated, we can create a new one now that'll attack people with the vaccine and really just get, you know, move around it.
Yep. Bingo.
Do I get the booby prize? Oh, God.
And no, you already won because you didn't get back. So, right?
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
No. Nope. I was literally just talking to someone recently who said they got every single booster and they've had COVID 6 times.
Oh, yeah. Total waste. You know, and it's got to be wearing your body down to a degree. My buddy or somebody you know went to the doctor and said, look, I don't know what's in these things, but if I find out that you gave me a COVID shot, I will hunt you down, and you will feel the pain. I said, dude, you're crazy. That's a threat. He goes, no, it wasn't. I didn't tell him I was going to kill him. I just told him he was going to feel the pain. That's all.
Oh, my God.
This is a point where unless you know your doctor well, I mean, like your buddies.
Right.
I don't know if I'd go into a clinic when I had the flu or something really bad and go, you know, I need some help here.
I would not take any. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You can't trust them to. You can't trust them to be honest or truthful. Honest, you know, seriously. You know, even like with the flu shots, are they going to start adding some mRNA and crap in that? It's just, you can't trust our government. I'm sorry. You just.
Well, mRNA seems to be the direction they're heading in with everything, meat, food, that kind of stuff.
Oh my God, it's gross.
Yeah.
And it's our, you know, just don't trust the government. That's all I can say.
Well, look, in other words, right, this experimental, what do I call it, gene therapy, these jabs, they've done nothing but cause more problems than those who've taken it, right?
Especially young people.
Including sudden death, blood clots, heart clots, you know. And young people that never had them. You and I did this story a long time ago. It was up 15 to 1800% of young people having heart problems, during sports.
Yeah. And these are athletic, healthy people. And it was happening all over the place with young people. Dying. Literally dying.
Unreal. So. And nobody wants to tie it. Look, they get a fire in Hawaii. And before they really do any investigation, they are sure 100% before anything went down, it's climate change. And then they find out, we had some wires from the power company fall, you know, during the wind. And they sparked, and that's what made the flames.
More likely it was arson. I think these climate cultists just like creating arson and then trying to use climate change as the excuse.
I'm not saying that you couldn't be right, but I'd say do it
in California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
I mean, we know there's been certain ones that have been, you know, arson, but I think it's a lot more than we are aware of.
But what do you think? What do you think is probably getting the CDC to kind of, without coming out with a news brief, starting to fess up to the damage that they really did with this?
They never will. They never will.
Well, they are in dribs and drabs. I haven't decided yet whether they're using it to defend themselves later on and say, no, when we realize we made a mistake, here's the articles we put out.
So until they come out and say, we were wrong about everything, our reaction to it, the vaccines, wearing masks, keeping kids out of school, shutting things down, we were wrong about everything. You cannot believe a word they say.
Okay.
Seriously.
That's fair.
You know, this is one of my big beefs with Trump. Until he comes out and apologizes for listening to Fauci and not firing that little troll, I have no desire to even hear what he has to say.
Well, you remember Cruella DeVille we had out here in Los Angeles County, and she refused to lift the mask mandate. She wanted them no matter what. She put them on kids. She put all kinds of regulations in place. And then we find out the paper that she was going by was a paper submitted to the CDC on how effective her masks were by who? Her daughter. We'll talk more about that.
That's gross.
That was time to break. So with your host, don't go far. A lot more coming from Kimberly when we return.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Toby Tim, your host. Kimberly, are you one of those Burning Man people? Would you go to the festival if you were close by? Are you there? Did you cut yourself off?
No, I couldn't hear a word you just said.
That's how
I wasn't sure if you were talking to me.
My wife wishes she could say the same thing. I said, are you one of those Burning Man people? Would you go to that festival and...
There's people there. No, I wouldn't go.
I'm looking
That's
at
your answer.
I am looking at what they had to deal with and all that other stuff and going, yeah, no. No, thank you. I wouldn't have gone to Woodstock
in the desert,
either. You know?
Yeah. Well, years ago, I might have gone to Woodstock, but I don't like people, so I don't want to go.
It must be a New England thing, because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I generally don't like people either. You know,
it must
take
be.
A while.
It probably is. I swear. And as soon as you like, as soon as I drive over the border into Massachusetts, and I have to drive in Mass, which I just was this week, you have to turn back into the nasty driver. Like when I lived there.
Oh.
Because otherwise, you won't get anywhere.
I listen. I've been out of Massachusetts now over 30 years. Well over 35 years, okay? My son got in the car with me. We had to get somewhere. We had to get somewhere in a hurry, I'll put it that way. And I'm telling you, it's like a scene out of a movie. His legs are in the air. He's like, do you see that? Why don't you put the visor down and shut up?
Oh, my God.
Just deal with it, okay?
I mean, you have to drive a certain way, especially in Massachusetts, or you really won't get anywhere.
Yeah. If I was in Boston, they would call me little pansy, say, get away, let me drive. All right? Knock it off.
Right?
So, it's so true. But anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Los Angeles County. So, we had, now, Dr. Farrar. They kept calling her Dr. Farrar for the longest time. She is the head of the L.A. County Health Board, okay? Department of Health. Her doctorate is in education, not medical. Nobody really thought to ask those questions or whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay?
She was the one that forced mask mandates. She forced distancing and how the kids were going to be handled in schools and all that other stuff. Not an iota of medicine or what have you in her background. None. So finally,
and she's making policy. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And then finally, the board of supervisors said, okay, that's it. We're done. Lift the mask mandate. We're done with all this. It's over kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she fought and reluctantly she gave up. Okay. And now she's saying, hey, this COVID thing is coming back, and it's coming back with a vengeance. So we've got to look at potential mask mandates for certain sectors.
Did they tell her to F off?
There are some of us that are going to go, hey, that's cute. Yeah, no. But you weren't right the first time, lady. You ain't right this time either. You
know? Right? Like, why does she even still have a job? I don't understand that.
I know. You and I would have been fired, right? I mean, think about it.
No, I would have fired her.
Yeah, but if we were at a job.
Oh, if we were that wrong. Yeah. If we were that wrong and our choices harmed thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, especially kids and the elderly, we would have been fired. We should be up on charges. But none of these people are going to pay the price for what they did.
Well, look at what happened, what was it, Friday? The New York City Board of Health said, you got to mask up for Labor Day weekend because we have a new COVID variant and we don't know how it affects people and blah, 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 blah. Well, it affects people the same way the first one did. And the mask ain't going to help. Hello? Anybody home?
Wow.
They won't. They're not going to stop. And the reason they're not going to stop people is because you let them get away with it. You acquiesce to what they want. You do what they want you to do.
Yep. They didn't fight back. Oh, they're very... Too few people defied them. Too few people... I remember, Joe, going to the grocery store. I refused to wear a mask. I was sometimes the only person not wearing a mask. Or there would be maybe one other person. That was it. In a store filled with probably hundreds of people. I was the only one.
You know, we're so easily pushed in a direction. And then they try to make guys like or people like you and I feel bad that we're not following along. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
You can't make me feel bad. Sorry.
No, they try to. They try to make us feel bad. And you want to
they
sit back and
killer,
say, I'm
yeah.
sorry. Us people that didn't take a medical degree, but we remember biology from high school, me in the 70s. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah, like we were talking about on the break, like you don't have to have a medical degree to understand and read and understand medical studies.
Yeah.
You don't. You just don't. You
but
know,
here in California, if you're a doctor and you prescribe anything that's outside the norm, you can lose your license here in California.
What? What do you mean?
Well, if you've got a doctor and, maybe COVID is coming back and he may say, well, ivermectin was very effective to your point, vitamin D, magnesium, you go down the whole list.
Yeah.
Why don't you start pumping that up right now for yourself? If you don't want to take the shot, you don't want to do this, not a problem. If he's
right.
reported, he or she is reported, they could lose their license.
See, this is one of the bigger problems is our government is forcing doctors and hospitals to follow along with their sham, or else. Because I know I got a medical exemption for the vax, and then not long after I got mine, the mandate came down at my doctor's hospital she's affiliated with. Nope, can't do that. Can't give exemptions anymore. Wow. They're getting in between. They're getting in between doctors and their actual care of their patients because of the government.
Yeah, yeah. It's nuts, but they perceive themselves to be correct. I won't say if they have the power of the purse, because you and I both know they don't have the power of the purse, but they've got so much influence that God only knows what they can get away with. God only knows where it's going to stop, if you know what I mean.
It's not going to stop. It didn't stop after COVID. When Biden got in office, made it even worse, and he mandated the vaccines. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And it is still a mandate for federal workers.
Is it really? All right. You just informed me. I didn't know that.
When the court ruled on that, and I don't know if they enforce it or not, but when the court ruled on that, they only ruled that the Biden administration had no right to force private employers to mandate the vaccines.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. You know, you're right.
But he could for the federal contractors and federal workers.
Wow.
Well, so.
You know, and with him, since he doesn't know where he is, where he's going or anything, you know, he could do anything with that, get away with it.
Well, I mean, he's not the one doing anything.
Yeah.
All he does is go to the beach.
God bless. Yeah, you're right. No, and what I heard today, depending on who you're listening to, it's between 20 and 40% of the time he's on vacation.
Yeah.
He has been like the most vacationing president there is next to Oblamo.
And, you know, I do not ever, like when Trump used to play golf and Bush played golf and Obama even played golf, I always said, you know what? They're always still working. They need a break, too. You know, they need to get away. But Biden never works. He's just always on vacation. I mean, not even Obama didn't have this. The press had more access to Obama than they do with.
Don't you think they get a little fed up with him, even though they all toe the line? They are getting somewhat fed up with him. They're not getting answers. They're not getting information. He really could take a lesson from Netanyahu right now, who has decided that, you know, there's riots going down in Israel right now. And what he's doing is Netanyahu has decided if you're partaking or participating in those riots and you're an immigrant there in town, you get deported immediately.
What are the riots over? Who's caused it? What is it for?
You got to look into it, but it's actually the migrants that have come up from different countries, and they're actually rioting. What's that?
I said get out.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. And now he's put a mandate. I mean, they're actually building a wall around certain parts of the city to keep them out. And he just said, look, if you can't come here and support Israel,
Are you kidding me?
Just bye. See you later.
Get out. Bye.
That's what I would
do.
And he's not saying leave, and if we see you here again, no. They're grabbing them now and moving them out.
That's what you have to do.
Yep.
That's exactly what you have to do. You can't be this weak sauce cat, but another word for a cat like Biden. I won't pull.
No, don't go. La, 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 la.
I won't do it.
La, la, la. All right, yeah. Just that. All right. You know what? Thanks for kicking the week off me. I always appreciate your time with me. Sorry for starting to distract the people. My screens were popping all over the place, but nothing there. The gremlins are at work. Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up next. Kimberly, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.